Hey, welcome back to the show. Along with Mike Grace, I'm Jesse Agler. Thanks to Tim Haggerty of the El Paso Chihuahuas for joining us last segment. Now we are back with a very special guest live on set. Summer Serrano heads up the Madres. And if you are a Padre fan, you have probably heard of the Madres because the Madres are a group that supports this team but also does some great things in this community. And they've been going for what? 40 years now, Summer?
Actually, 42.
42 years!
1972.
It's unbelievable. Tell everybody a little bit about the Madres group.
We were originally started with the wives, but now it's just a group of men and women who love baseball, love Padres, and raise money to support youth baseball and softball. So we give out about $40,000 a year if we can. We work all year long to raise money. We've sponsored 50 leagues and over 100 teams last year, so that's pretty cool to know that we're out there giving that money away to the kids.
And you should know, just because it's called Madres, Mike Grace, it's not just for females. Anybody can be a Madre. You can be a Madre. We've got Madres here, all shapes, sizes, genders. Anybody can be a Madre. And like you said, it's a great opportunity to sit around, talk Padres, come to the games, check things out, but also do some great stuff in the community. If somebody watching is saying, hey, that sounds like my exact deal, exactly what I would want to be doing, what do we tell them?
SanDiegoMadres.org is our website, and it's $20 to join, so it's really cheap. You can come in and join us, and we do lots of fun things. We just had an awesome wine tasting. We're going to have a luau soon. We try and hit all the different markets of different age of people because we have such a wide range. So we try and make up anything. We do our trips to Lake Elsinore to go see the young guys play and see who's coming up for the team, and road trips and all kinds of different fun things.
One of the cool things that you guys do is every year you name the Madres' favorite new Padre. So any insight on who might be leading that chase right now?
You know, there's this really awesome left fielder out there called Seth Smith.
Yeah, that might be an easy choice.
Yeah,
it might be a real easy choice. But, you know, some of these young guys that have just come up too in our trades and stuff are looking pretty good too. Solarte and Jesse Hahn and...
You have a lot to choose from, right?
Well, we do have some choices. It's going to be fun to see who gets it.
Very nice.
You definitely like having options when it comes to superlative awards, that it's not always obviously just the one guy. I mean, some different things are going well. The Madres were nice enough to invite me to one of their events early on this season, my first couple weeks here in San Diego, and it was just sort of like a Q&A, you know, kind of situation. And I just want to compliment this group because clearly – look, if you're going to join a group that supports a team, you're going to be pretty into it. But, I mean, the quality of the questions during this Q&A was so good, and it was such a fun time, you know, talking baseball with this group. So somebody out there wondering, like, what kind of people are – I mean, these are people that are, like, really, really into baseball. And I don't want to put, like, the folks that tweet at us during the show on blast, but, like, the Madres' questions that day – far superior.
Twitter could step its game.
Far superior. Like, Twitter could absolutely take some lessons from the Madres. The point being that you guys are, like, really into this team and really into baseball.
Well, you're also talking about the core group of fans that we've been around 20, 30 years that have had season tickets through Qualcomm days and long before some of the fans, you know, nothing against the fans that have just come on board since 98, but we're the ones that were in those losing seasons watching Randy Jones pitch and things like that. So we are the hardcore fans, and we definitely have a good time, and we just want everybody to join. That's our biggest thing. We need some membership because we've gone down in membership, moving to Petco and things changing and just everything with the economy and stuff. But, again, it's $20 to join, and we just love to have people come out, and you can do as much or as little as you want. We help the Padres out when we do volunteer to sell shirts off your back tickets at the end of the season here. We do a lot of volunteer stuff, as well as just raising money for youth baseball. So
SanDiegoMadres.org. Everybody can get all the information. $20. It's a steal of a deal.
So I think I need to recruit you two.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
You got us.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? I see you brought a prop there. We've got a bright green T-shirt, and I am told that there is a story that goes along with this.
We have monthly luncheons. They're at the Hall of Champions, and it's, like I said, it's monthly. So we hope to get players, and one of the years, in fact, 1998, Mark Sweeney and Joey Hamilton did the whole Zorro mask thing. And so the next year when Mark Sweeney decided to come to our luncheon, he walked into about 200 people in lime green shirts that have Zorro masks. So he was a little shocked when he walked in. But it just goes to show the support for the people that do come and support us.
That's outstanding.
Extra innings shenanigans with the Zorro masks.
Yes, yes. I've heard all about that. I know it's neat, though. It's kind of like the new guy in town, you know, researching the Padres and learning about not only the current team and the current farm system, but the history and everything that's been important to Padre fans over the years. The Madres pop up everywhere, and that's part of what makes it so cool is that, you know, this isn't anything that just started a couple of years ago, going back, you know, to 42 years of supporting the San Diego Baseball Club and raising money for local baseball and softball. Again, everybody get to the website, sandiegomadres.org, $20 to join. Great events, monthly luncheons, what other kind of stuff? Oh, you got the whole thing here.
We have a Madre Luau coming up, and okay. It is August 23rd. It's going to be at Admiral Bakerfield, and it's going to be $60 to join us. The information is out on the board, actually, today, so I was excited to see that.
Nice.
But we need people to come out and join us. We have a full live show. So it's going to feel like you're in Hawaii and just hanging out and enjoying a good time. Having some roasted pig and all kinds of good things out there. We're going to have a silent auction and a raffle. So please come join us. Grab your friends. Grab your family. You don't have to be a member to come. And it's on the website, all the information. But definitely we would love to have you out there. We're also looking for sponsors for the event because we did have the event we had previous was at a house, and this time we have to pay for the venue, so we're looking for sponsorship as well. Anybody want to come sponsor us?
There you go. All right, so again, get all the information, all the contact information, all the luau information, all the membership information, sandiegomadres.org. Great opportunity to raise some money for a good cause and also hang out with people that love the San Diego Padres. It's a great group. I had such a blast with you guys, and I know we'll do some more stuff moving forward. Summer. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank outstanding.
Nice to see you guys.
Everybody, check
go
out
Padres,
the website.
Go Madres.
There you go. sandiegomadres.org. We'll take a break. Come back. Get to some of your questions. Some questions coming in on Twitter. Hey, round of applause for Summer from the Madres here in attendance. Padres Social Hour rolls on right after this.